You would be hard-pressed to find a man who doesn't enjoy the pleasure and eroticism of a good blowjob. Nothing turns your man on more than watching you drop to your knees and worship his cock. However, a lot of women shy away from giving head, or simply don't know how to do it correctly. Having perfected the art of pleasing my man, I am here to illustrate how to drive yours wild by giving him amazing head. I know that my man is always in the mood for a good sucking, but to make sure that we are both in the mood, I like to start with a small amount of foreplay. I straddle my man and sit on his lap while beginning to kiss him. He knows that the more he turns me on before I start sucking, the more I will enjoy sucking his cock, and the more effort I will put in to ensure that he is satisfied. So I begin by gently rocking back and forth, grinding into his lap like a stripper looking for a 20. Don't be shy. Put on a good song and work it. It'll only make you more comfortable and help establish a good rhythm. I like when my man slowly removes my shirt and begins to gently massage my tits through my bra while sucking on my neck, gently biting it just the way I like. Nothing turns me on more than having my neck kissed, sucked, and bitten. It is important to let your man know what gets you off. Let him know. You will both be better off, because I cannot stress how important it is to be turned on when you start giving him head. As he continues to push my buttons and get me hotter, I grind harder to ensure that his dick will be nice and stiff for me when I decide to drop to my knees and begin to make him lose his mind. He continues to turn me on by nibbling my nipples and firmly grabbing onto my hips, pushing me harder and harder against his ever-growing member as I grind now forcefully into his lap. Soon I'm so hot that I can't wait to get my mouth around his cock. Next, I slowly drop to the ground, slinking between his knees. I first rub my hands up his shirt and over his chest and abs, gently scratching and teasing. I draw my fingers back and forth over his stomach right at the waistband of his pants, teasing him unmercifully as his cock is throbbing beneath his pants waiting to emerge. I kiss and lick gently up and down his stomach and chest while undoing his belt. I ever so gently reach into his boxers and take a hold of his bulging cock. I position myself directly over his dick, because a good angle on the cock is essential to delivering maximum pleasure. If you have an awkward angle, you may scrape your teeth on his ever so sensitive dick, which will not feel good. I cannot emphasize enough the importance of getting his cock nice and wet before you start. Ask your man. Nobody wants you jerking on a dry dick. Not sexy. Doesn't feel good. If you need to use lube, go for it. There are even some flavored ones that I hear don't taste too bad. I personally don't use the lube. Depending on how your man likes it, you can either usually sensually lick up and down the shaft, gently wetting his dick slowly, or you could be a little more forceful and spit on it, jerking it up and down firmly to distribute the liquids over the length of the shaft. My man used to like me to take control, so I tended to be a little more forceful in my endeavors. As macho as men can be, they have no problem relinquishing control to a beautiful woman nestled between their legs. After you fully wet the dick, I like to begin by using a combination of rhythmic hand motions coupled with slow licks. Pretend that you are licking on an ice cream cone. Start at the base of the shaft, and using only the tip of your tongue, firmly trace slowly from the shaft to the tip, stopping at the rim around the head. Leave the head of the penis untouched for now. We'll get to that later. As you lick firmly with the tip of your tongue, use your hand to either fondle his balls or gently twist his cock as you lick. Continue with this pattern all the way around his penis. Make sure you get all sides of it. Running your tongue up and down the bulging veins which tend to be sensitive. Also, it's a good idea to give a sly little smile and keep eye contact with your man as you pleasure him. He will get twice as excited watching you enjoy giving him oral sex. After a few minutes of this, your man will be begging for you to take the whole thing into your mouth. But not yet, ladies. Giving good head is largely a game of teasing. Make him beg for it. Next, you should re-wet the cock. Always keep it wet. Then start to run your tongue in a circular motion around the rim, separating the head from the shaft, flicking your tongue up and down as you go. Use your hand to gently squeeze and massage the shaft as you tease him. Finally, when he is squirming, take the head into your mouth and begin to suck on it. Pretend like you're enjoying the most delicious lollipop. As you suck, maneuver your tongue in circular motions around the rim and over the head, flicking it and swirling it to deliver maximum pleasure. Slowly begin to take the length of his cock into your mouth. Try to take as much in as you can. Let it go deep until it touches the back of your throat. Lucky for me, or should I say lucky for my man, I have an oral fixation and a very mild gag reflex. For those of you who tend to gag easily, it is essential for you to use your hands to compensate for the lack of deep throating. The trick to using your hands to please your man while performing oral sex is to create the illusion that your hands are actually a pussy. Once again, make sure the dick is wet and slippery. Then make an O with your thumb and pointer finger to mimic a pussy hole. Slide it over the head and up and down the shaft while sucking so he can feel like he is actually inside of you. My man also used to like when I would wrap my hands around his cock, starting at the base and slowly moving upwards while twisting gently at the same time, simultaneously sucking it up and down. Continue to lick, suck, and stroke his cock rhythmically. Gradually increase your speed. Let your man run his fingers through your hair and pull on it. I don't know about you girls, but a good hair pull always gets me excited. I also like to give my man head while topless so he can twist my nipples and play with my tits as I work on his dick. The more excited he gets, the more eagerly I suck. Harder and harder until I can tell he is excited and ready to come. I could tell my man was ready when he would start to desperately try to pull my face forcefully into his lap, shoving his cock deep in my throat. You can feel when he is about to explode. His dick will begin to pulsate before he erupts. When he begins to come, don't let up. Bear down and keep sucking and tugging on his cock, jerking unmercifully, sucking like a hungry baby at a bottle. He won't be able to take it, and he will soon explode, most definitely having one of the best orgasms of his life.